This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Congress recently introduced the long-awaited new Farm Bill, H.R. 2, the Agriculture and Nutrition Act of 2018. The legislation addresses many long-standing issues important to farmers and ranchers by improving several programs, including dairy, agriculture risk coverage, federal crop insurance, conservation, specialty crop, and research and development, in addition to providing much-needed help for cotton farmers in the commodity title. The legislation recognizes the hardships farmers are facing due to the current farm economy crisis. But the bill faces several potential challenges, including being broken apart and delays that would prevent its passage before the current law expires this fall. Farmers and ranchers can help by sending messages to members of Congress urging them to support the legislation and keep it moving forward. Farm Bureau will work with members of both the House and Senate to complete work on a bipartisan, bicameral bill that can be signed into law to sustain our nation's food security. Recent Agriculture Department data shows that in 2016, the farmer's share of the food dollar fell to 14.8%, down 4.5% from the prior year and the lowest level since the food dollar series was launched in 1993. John Newton, Director of Market Intelligence at AFBF, explained in a recent interview that lower commodity prices and where consumers are purchasing food are driving the farmer's share of the food dollar lower. Newton said more than 50% of food consumed is consumed outside of the home, based on the most recent data from USDA. And the farmer's share of that food dollar is only about a nickel. So when the farmer's share of the food dollar outside of the home is so small, and with more consumers consuming food outside of the home, that pulls the farmer's share of the food dollar down. Further, while the farmer's share of the food dollar can vary from year to year, Newton said consumers have been consuming more food away from home for decades. He said it's not necessarily a trend that the farmer has a smaller share of the food dollar. He said we do see that value move around from year to year, but it is part of a trend that consumers are eating less at home. They're spending more of their time at restaurants, at fast food chains, and that's part of a larger trend that we've seen now for 20 to 30 years. Social media is a big part of our lives. According to Statista, people worldwide spend about 2.5 hours a day on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and other platforms. Social media gives us an easy way to connect with the world around us. It shows us what our friends are up to, what events are nearby, breaking news, and even the president's latest action. Social media also allows us to share our story with our followers, whether it's posting a picture of your favorite coffee shop on Instagram or tweeting reactions to the big game. Social media is a tool that allows us to touch the world around us. It is also a way for companies to advertise products to customers and for advocacy organizations to share priorities and interests with members and policymakers. Involvement may be personal or for business reasons, but with the right strategy and dedication, social media can help us have a major influence. This is nothing new to agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are very active on social media, and their presence is constantly growing. The Senate Commerce Committee has approved S-2343, the Precision Agriculture Connectivity Act of 2018. The bipartisan bill is an important milestone in delivering broadband service crucial to the operation of modern farming equipment. The bill would create a task force to focus on the connectivity and technology needs of modern farmers who are too often without broadband in the fields and on the ranches where they work. According to the Federal Communications Commission, 39% of rural Americans lack access to 25 Mbps 3B Mbps service, compared to only 4% of urban Americans. Today's tractors, harvesters, and other farm equipment gather vast amounts of data to determine the precise amount of seed, water, crop protection products, and nutrients to deliver based on soil conditions down to the square inch. Such precision maximizes yield, lowers environmental impact, and improves profitability at a time when farmers must watch every penny to survive. Even so, all that data has to be processed somewhere, and to do that, farmers need high-speed connections that link their equipment to far-off data centers. Rural broadband is a critical pathway to global markets for agriculture and other industries. Farmers and ranchers depend on broadband just as they do highways, railways, and waterways to ship food, fuel, and fiber across the country and around the world. High-speed internet service has become a requirement for tapping into healthcare and educational services, government agencies, and new business opportunities. According to the Federal Communications Commission, 39% of rural Americans lack access to broadband service compared to only 4% of urban Americans. However, the share of U.S. cropland and rangeland acres that are without broadband is likely significantly underreported due to the way the statistics on connectivity are compiled. As of April 17th, the United States Drought Monitor indicated that approximately 43% of the continental U.S. was in drought status. Additionally, approximately 1.7% of the U.S. is currently classified as D4, exceptional drought. The percentage of land area in D4 status is the highest percentage since December 2016, when 2% of the U.S. was experiencing a D4 drought. The intensity of the current drought has contributed to major wildfire outbreaks on farms and ranches in some of the affected areas and resulted in poorer conditions of cropland, pastureland, and rangeland. For some portions of the Southwest, the length of the current drought is greater than 100 consecutive days without measurable rainfall and in D3 or extreme drought or D4 exceptional drought status. An interesting question is, how does the current drought compare to droughts experienced over the last decade? Data from the United States Drought Monitor on the number of consecutive weeks in category D4 reveals that over the last decade, many portions of the U.S. have had extended periods of drought lasting from 20 consecutive weeks to as many as 160 consecutive weeks. AFBF is backing a measure that would allow U.S. farmers to tap into the potentially sizable market for ingredients derived from industrial hemp in foods and beverages, cosmetics and personal care products, nutritional supplements, fabric and textiles, and much more. The Hemp Farming Act of 2018 would remove hemp's designation as a Schedule I controlled substance by the Drug Enforcement Agency. For nearly 70 years, industrial hemp has been wrongly associated with its cannabis cousin, marijuana. As a result, a great deal of agricultural heritage in hemp seed genetics, crop research, and technological innovation has been hindered or lost entirely, according to AFBF. In addition, the Congressional Research Service has determined the U.S. the only major industrialized country in which farmers are not allowed to legally grow industrial hemp is the largest importer of hemp materials, with annual sales exceeding $600 million. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.